It's finally spring, and I'm saying goodbye snow, hello adventure. And during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, you can get epic deals on your favorite Honda model. Ready to get rugged? Then take the off-road in an all-wheel drive Honda SUV, like the CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline. Want to take a spring road trip? Then check out a fuel-efficient turbocharged Civic or Accord. Say goodbye to winter and hello to a new Honda. Don't miss huge savings during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Now at your local Honda dealer.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Bean is going to phone the program tomorrow. Apparently yell at me about something. And hopefully he yells at you guys, too. But
No. I hope she saves the bulk of it for you.
That's what it sounds like. And also, Joe List later on this morning. Joe's the funny bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Are you there, Nick? You got a gig this week?
I do not.
All right.
I'm going to go watch Joe List, though. He's really
very funny, man. Nick will be in the crowd this week. I'm going to go and see Nick in the crowd.
Like, hi.
Hi. Mr. Craig Evans in the house.
Yes, indeed. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Fully vaccinated, Craig Evans, by the way.
Yeah, just waiting for everything to kick in.
I know. Well, you got two shots, and you're a man. You weren't sick.
There's that. It was on this date in 2016. We lost Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Prince.
Oh, yeah, Prince. Oh, is it today?
Man. The age of 57.
And his new album comes out in a few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. The picking off the carcass, they call that.
Yeah, it wasn't long after he died at all that his music was on Spotify and all these streaming services, because it wasn't anywhere when he was alive.
Yeah, he died without a will, so everybody that was related to him.
Oh, yeah, it became a free-for-all.
Right. Still is, I'm sure.
Another one of these fishing stories. A World War II-era artillery shell was fished out of the Grand River in Michigan. They were doing that magnet fishing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That does not sound fun.
No.
That sounds worse than ice fishing.
Are the fish made of metal? What are you catching there?
He caught an artillery shell.
Oh, so you're not trying to catch fish?
You're trying to catch metal.
No.
Yeah, you put the big magnet at the bottom of the thing.
Right.
So it's like the old guy walking down the beach with a metal detector, sort of like that?
Yeah, but it's a magnet.
They stick to the magnet,
right? An old guy with a boat fishing with a magnet.
Why was there a World War II shell at the bottom of Lake Michigan?
Why not?
Well, they didn't really.
Somebody dropped it?
We didn't bomb over here. Nobody attacked.
Don't know why it was there.
It dropped it on the way over.
Might have fallen off a ship.
Yeah. There could
have been like armories or something.
They were likely transporting it to a ship.
There's no word on how or why it may have ended up in the river.
Are they going to blow it up?
I haven't heard on that one either. The bomb squad came out to make sure that it was not active. So apparently
that's a hell of a gig, that bomb squad. Jeez.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I sent the story over to Craig. Some lady set a world record running a mile in a full bomb suit.
Oh, really? One of those things?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
Hurt Locker bomb suit?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Okay, good.
And she did it in like 10 and a half minutes.
Whoa.
She set the world record for women.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Mr. Looking for a new, you know, I'm afraid Todd's going to be walking in a bomb suit around some local track because he always finds the latest craze.
It's great for your quads.
Todd always wants to do the latest craze. I'll get a video from Cleet saying, what the F is this? He's got a bomb suit.
He's walking backwards around the track. In a bomb suit now?
I just felt bad because I think there's a good... Well, I don't even know now if I could do a mile without a bomb suit in under 11 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty quick. In a bomb suit.
In a really bomb quick. Suit.
Right.
That's got... that. I don't know. Those things have to weigh, what, 50, 75, 80 pounds? I have no idea.
No idea.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. I was picturing more like the E.T. suit, but those probably aren't that heavy.
That's just a hazmat suit. That's right. The meth heads use. Yeah.
What do you think would draw more attention?
What?
The walking backwards or running in a bomb suit?
Running in a bomb suit.
Yeah.
Because we all know what those things look like. Well, be like, oh my God, there's something happening. Here's a bomb. God, they're looking for a bomb around the track about 10 times.
Mommy, why is the Michelin man running around the track?
Well, you'd get more people to follow you if you were running in a bomb suit.
Yeah.
Because generally, you want to follow that guy.
You want to run away from that guy. He's going towards a bomb.
Well, no, right. if the guy in the bomb suit is running, chances are he failed.
Yeah.
And you want to keep up with him.
Well, he's running in circles. So that'd be stupid.
Yeah. Bomb squad guy. That's a tough job because you can't have a bad day.
No.
When you're on the bomb squad.
No, you can't be a little shaky that day. I can't be a little hungover today, a little shaky. Well, you shouldn't be on the bomb squad.
Oh, yeah. I hope we don't get a call.
Yeah.
You can't be one of the bad apples.
No.
When you're going to defuse a bomb.
No, you can't.
Yeah, this is a bomb suit. Apple. A bomb suit weighs about 80 pounds and is hot to the point of risking heat stress.
Well, obviously, it was a hell of an athlete inside that ran 11 minutes.
Why would you run a mile in that?
Is that a record?
Yeah.
I like it at least. It's better than
females.
Better than putting on T-shirts, you know.
I saw another, I don't know if it was a record or not, but a woman ran a 6-minute mile, 9 months pregnant.
9 months pregnant.
Yeah, that was just
Wow.
That was just on Twitter.
I bet there was an arm hanging out by the end of that one. There's some dude. There's a head popping out.
The three-legged race is over there.
She was probably hoping to induce labor.
Probably.
And you would think running a mile when you're 9 months pregnant just might do it.
Yeah, you think by the last mile, or at least even the last 440 there, a head be popping out.
No. No, they let this lady leave the visor up on the bomb suit.
Oh, you got to breathe.
Come on. If you're going to have the bomb suit on.
I don't think that record counts then.
No, I think it does. Yeah, that's probably part of the record. Yeah. You're allowed to breathe.
Yeah, they probably didn't want her actually having a heat stroke, I suppose.
Right.
That would be a crazy job. If you're on the bomb squad, is that like the only thing you do? Or is that like
in a big city? That's a great question. Because in a big city, you're not even in a big city, you're not presented with that every day. I don't know. That's a great question.
Well, this
we can't get the bomb guy out here. He's driving a truck somewhere.
Well, that's true too. But he must have something else he does too.
Probably.
If you're on the police force or something.
Yeah.
Well, the one who set this record was First Lieutenant Army Ashley Sorensen. So she might do this every day if she's in the Army.
Well, she's in the Army.
If she's deployed, that could be her everyday job.
Yeah, but if they have a bomb squad, say in Omaha or Wichita or Lincoln. You know, they're not busy all the time, so those cops must have other duties as well.
You said duties.
Somebody might be listening to us. Obviously, he's a bomb squad guy, and because we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm a bomb squad guy in the morning, and I work the front desk in the afternoon. Or whatever.
Well, at least then they would be available.
Yeah.
Any job where a screw-up means your head's blowing off or somebody else's head's blowing off, that's a tough one, you know.
I think there's a lot of those jobs you don't even think about, too. Like the dude at luggage at the airport. That's super dangerous.
Right.
To the bomb squad, if that was the only thing you did, you'd just sit around all the time, and that'd be great.
Yeah.
It was like the most stressful situation.
Well, all we know is movies where the clock is ticking down on the bomb, and they hit the right wire.
Yeah.
And it just stops with a second there, and they all breathe heavy.
How'd you know to pick that wire?
Because
you picked the other one.
Oh, yeah, in the movies.
In the movies. Always, that's what they're glamorous.
They always get it with 1 second to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And in real life, you'd probably want to defuse it shortly before that.
Yes.
I always like the timer on the bomb, though, because it usually indicates how much is left of that crappy movie.
Well, you know, true and not true.
10 minutes left on the bomb.
You've seen bomb. No, I've seen bomb movies where it says 5 minutes till it goes off, and it's 20 minutes in the movie.
Man. Yeah,
and that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Those timers, that's
wrong.
Those little countdown clocks don't work in real time on the movies.
No, they don't.
Yeah, 10 seconds sometimes takes a few minutes
at least.
I sent you the pregnant chick story, Craig. Not as impressive as the running backwards guy, I don't think.
I don't know. I'm not picking on women here. I think a 9-month pregnant, we've all had 9-month pregnant women in our house. Tell them to run a mile.
Yeah, tell them anything.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Tell them you'll be fine. See, I think that's pretty damn impressive.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not impressive. I'm just saying the
I know you're allowed to run when you're pregnant, but I don't know they recommend running at 9 months. But apparently she was okay with it.
She had to be a pretty avid runner before being pregnant.
But running backwards requires a different skill set.
Yeah.
That guy's amazing.
Now, I think the pregnant lady is just as amazing as that dude. Yeah.
It probably would have been safer for the pregnant lady to run backwards. Instead, if she falls, she's on her back. And
that's right. And the baby just pops right out.
Yeah, she's trying to prove that pregnancy has no limits, and we all know that's horse hockey.
Yeah.
It's just not true.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah. Now, she's trying to show that women are capable, and that's what matters. Yes, 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 I'll give you that.
Oh, no, I think it's, I think it's impressive.
That's not our point here.
Yeah, yeah, this just could lead to 9-month pregnant woman drinks case of whiskey.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
We're capable of anything.
No limits, man.
Maybe the baby shouldn't be jostled like that for a mile either at that age.
Yeah,
they're pretty fully formed at 9 months.
I would defer to an OBGYN, but yeah, there might be some problems.
Yeah.
If you're running,
you got a lot of questions. If you're a bomb squad guy or you deliver babies, pregnant. We'll take those calls. You don't have to do both. Just, you know.
Well, if a pregnant woman was going to drink a case of whiskey, wouldn't it be better for her to do that at the end with the
by
baby
the way,
pretty much fully formed?
There have been pregnant women drinking cases of whiskey. It happens all the time.
It's happening today.
It's happening today.
Again, I'll defer to
eyes wide set.
My OBGYN friend. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think you're right, though, Nick. It would probably be better to be an alcoholic later in your pregnancy.
Than say the first trimester.
Once the kid's formed.
Yeah, but I think they're probably drinking from day one.
That fetus is a lightweight.
Right. Yeah, I don't think.
Which is more for me.
I don't think there's many women that are getting towards the very end. They're like, all right, fine, that's enough. Now I'm drinking.
So they say, Dr. Danielle Jones, a board-certified OBGYN in Texas, says that you don't see a lot of people running a mile in their third trimester.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Or certainly not a five-minute mile, but it's just a matter of people getting uncomfortable. There are definitely people out there that can comfortably continue that in their pregnancy, but not everyone.
How about the baby?
And is consult
the baby,
with your doctors.
Is the baby, blah, 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 the baby whole time is going like that.
Now, I've seen women 9 months pregnant doing yoga, but that's low impact.
That's totally low impact.
You certainly wouldn't run 500 miles.
Oh. Oh, it's not in there.
But could you walk it?
I replaced it with the hymen yesterday.
Good.
Damn it.
Play that instead.
All right. I will.
Oh, God. All right. That's not any better.
Yeah.
Walking 500 miles at 9 months pregnant, that might take a couple of weeks, so you would give birth on the road, more than likely.
That kid would have a story.
Yeah,
that has infiltrated my life. I was watching a show last night, and somebody said, I drove 500 miles for this, and I went, damn it.
You're waiting for the proclaimers to break out?
Well, I turned and looked at my wife and smiled, and she went, what? Oh, you're not in on it. Never mind.
Did you even explain it to her?
Nah.
No.
No point.
Right.
No. She already thought I was dumb.
Like, no, it's this thing. The song plays. And...
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you have fun. Yeah.
She just pets me on the head and says, okay, shh. Show's on.
Another world record that was set. This is another one of those stupid ones. And
I don't know anything that I could even get close to being the world record.
Well, any of these
I'm talking
David
about any
Rush
of them.
Things.
Yeah,
you could if you practiced.
Kelly Clarkson might have had biggest dump taken in a trash can while you're headlining an arena concert.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to headline an arena concert, but I could take a dump in a trash can in a heartbeat. Not the only dump. The biggest dump headlining an arena concert in a trash can is held by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, we could do one of those stunts. Or we stay on the air forever.
Oh, God.
Cotton Tyler will broadcast until the Huskers win the national championship.
No, I don't get that, but
we're on
20 years?
Right, every day for 16 years.
This is all you do now.
Not going to happen the rest of our lifetime. Sorry, Nick.
A bowl game seems out of the question. I never remember in the past him talking about how hard the schedule was all the time.
Yep.
I realize it was a different conference and stuff, but
no,
Husker fans always look down on the Big Ten.
It's they always did. And then they joined the Big Ten and got their ass kicked. It's funny as hell.
Right. And now the Big Ten looks down on them.
Right.
Who let these guys in?
There's a guy back in the 90s I'd see at these bars. He was a cool dude, but for years I would just see him randomly at bars, and all he did was walk past me and say, Big Ten sucks. But he was funny about it because it was just such a stupid thing. We really never talked. He knew I was a Penn State guy, and obviously the Huskers were in the Pac-8, Pac-12, Big 12. Whatever
Big 12.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And he would just say, hey, babe, Big 10 sucks. And when they joined the Big 10, I've never seen that guy since. I would love that.
I would love the Huskers to join the Pac-12.
Yeah.
I think they would willingly join.
Yeah. Get back to battling Colorado. That'd be nice for you. Yeah. Start up that rivalry again.
Yeah.
We digress, Craig. Go ahead.
Well, it might be more of a rivalry.
Yeah.
An actual thing. Yes, this Guinness World Record, this guy that sets all of them, David Rush, for STEM education, promoting STEM education.
Yeah, that dude, yeah.
He was able to, his buddy, Jonathan, was able to toss 107 tennis balls into a large bucket on top of David Rush's head in 1 minute.
How far away?
Across the room.
Did he get to move his head to the ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's one of those large buckets that maybe you'd put toys in the kids' room.
And he had to keep them in there too, right?
Yeah.
But the receiver...
strapped to his head.
No, he's just holding it.
Okay, got it.
Because it's larger than his head.
This is stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, it gets stupider. the team's original record was 98 balls. Cool balls.
Yep.
But they were beat by a team who caught 102, and so they tried it again, and they did it getting 107 in.
Yeah, I think it'd be a definite.
They say that Jonathan Hannon's ambidextrous throwing abilities helped to reclaim the record.
Bang, 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 bang. I got it. You can throw with both hands. Yeah.
Distinct advantage.
Yep.
When it comes to
he's firing him, he's firing him. Yeah,
basket right on the head.
Boy, he's stupid. Somebody just punched that guy.
Silly.
I don't care if he's raising money.
Well, he's
charity
got nothing else to do.
I know.
And they can't be beat.
No.
Oh, somebody beat it. Do it again. Grab that bucket.
That's it. You just keep trying until you beat it. But I don't really care.
Yeah, I'd be like, in a minute, be like, oh, wait, what do you get, 12? Cool, okay.
You know, the old record holders are planning something today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a rivalry.
Once again, why is that that's just something you make up. You could actually make up something and have the record for 10 minutes until somebody beats
Guinness
it.
Guinness has to officially okie-dokie that it's a record.
I get that.
Do you have to submit a videotape? Does someone have to be there to observe it? I don't know the rules.
In this case, they were able to submit a videotape, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think they just groan when these guys contact them anymore.
This guy's broken nearly.
Oh, great. Here's this douche.
This guy's broken nearly 200.
Short Straw has to go watch it, right?
He can fit 80 forks in his pocket. Is that a record?
Yeah. All right, we've got Nathan in Wichita.
He's got nearly 200 titles.
He was not in the bomb squad, but he was in the Army. Oh, with bomb squad guys. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, I was in the Army back in the 90s.
Yep.
And they don't call it the bomb squad. It's called EOD,
okay,
or Emergency Ordnance Disposal.
Are those guys different dudes, man?
I wasn't crazy enough to be in EOD. you got to be a little off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like you said, can't have a bad day doing what they do.
Yeah, especially in the Army. Were you in Desert Storm in the 90s?
No, I was just after.
Okay. Well, still, you're still not safe. So did any of these guys die, you know?
Every now and then you had them. None of the guys I knew did.
Got it.
Because it wasn't, like I said, it was just after Desert Storm, so it wasn't quote-unquote time of war.
Got it.
But now, you know, with the insurgents and all that, the bombs that they're doing now are just like the bombs they were doing then. There just seems to be a lot more of them now.
Now, I want to ask you this: if you wanted to be in the bomb squad, do they say you're not a little off?
No! I mean, they'll let you try and they'll let you go through the classes, and because I mean, there's training for everything,
right?
So, you know, as long as you pass the training, you know, they'll let you do it. But, you know, when I say I wasn't crazy enough, that's me personally telling you that I'm not crazy enough to run towards the bomb. I'll run into a burning building to save a kid, but I'm not going to run towards the bomb.
Okay, I got it. So you're kind of a manly nuts guy yourself, and you're not crazy enough to even do that, right?
Yeah, no.
right, man. Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
I have a good one, guys.
Thanks for listening. T95, our home in Wichita. Yeah. Being a soldier anyway in time of war, anytime is tough. And they're even saying, we're not the bomb guys.
It sounds like one of those things you would determine for yourself. Oh, I guess I'm just not nutty enough for this.
Right.
Yeah, I'm guessing you get about 3 days into those classes and go, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, because in the meantime, you snip this wire, but in real life, that's going to blow up sometimes.
What's our margin for error on this? Zero.
Zero.
Be like, I'm probably not going to be a good fit.
No.
Yeah, that's the Hurt Locker.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are EOD guys.
Right.
A family living in the Los Angeles area believes that a commercial airplane dropped human waste onto their backyard. Their home is directly under the Burbank Airport flight path. And a resident said, smelly droplets.
It's that or part of an engine.
Yeah.
Started falling from the sky as a plane took a low pass on Sunday afternoon. The family reported it to the FAA. Federal officials say they will investigate. The residents have also collected a sample of the substance with a Q-tip and may have it analyzed.
Wouldn't it be funny? Because, you know, we've all been in bathrooms on airplanes. If you look down that hole and it was right to the outside, that would be funny. Yeah.
FAA, by the way, is the Fecal Aviation Administration.
I'm just wondering.
They specifically watch for.
So they were low enough where it didn't freeze on the way down.
Apparently.
We've seen chunks. We've heard of chunks flying down. Because it freezes in the atmosphere on the way down.
Yeah, and they're usually blue chunks.
Right.
Because of that mixture they put in the toilet.
They're lucky Kelly Clarkson wasn't on that plane.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
She'd have destroyed that house.
But the grass has never been greener.
Kelly Clarkson. She's just taking a dump in the backyard and blaming it on the airplane.
Kelly Clarkson likes to poop in trash cans.
It's the best.
It is the best. Can't look air the same now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.